Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Well, everyone, welcome to our show. Oh, well, we have a very interesting thing happening. It has been an interesting, everything that I've been touching that has anything to do with has been blinking out, and so I'm just accepting the isness of this moment. So anyway, everyone, I have an amazing guest on my show, and I'm so excited not to be the only one on the show. Sometimes it gets lonely. And she is from Brisbane, Australia, so it has been a blessing to actually arrange this because she is... here it is, 9 o'clock in California, and it's the next day. What time is it there, Anna?
It is 2 p.m. for me.
2 p.m. So, and it's on, and it's a Wednesday. So this is interesting. I love this feeling that, you know, we're in the same moment but two different days. So isn't that just great? Well, now, the interesting part is I actually had called in on one of her shows, and I just loved their energy. I loved her energy. I loved everybody there, and I invited them to anyone who would like to come, and Anaya did agree, and I'm extremely grateful for that. And so I really just wanted you to kind of talk a little bit about how your show got started. And the name of her show is Our Angel Heart Radio Network. And you can listen to it on what days do you, are you every day?
Okay, we're 5 days a week at the moment. So that'll be starting from your Sunday through to your Thursday.
Okay. And is there a specific time? So.
Well, we have different timings, so it's Angel Heart Radio, and if you Google Angel Heart Radio, you'll find me all over the shop, but we tend to start about, what time is it for you there now?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock p.m. So we tend to start from about 6 o'clock onwards in your time.
Okay. And so if you happen to actually miss the live show, you can go into the archives and listen, and which I had done. And you have some wonderful guests that you have from all around the world, really, because that's what I've noticed, that because we can call in, we can talk to each other, we're not just limited to the local people. And I just love the energy, and I love the commitment of the people that you have on your show, which is just lovely. I mean, when you listen to it, the music, the vibration, it just is so genuine and so organic. And I love how it just kind of unfolds and people can call in. It's kind of like my show, which is the same kind of concept, that the guests actually create the energy and spirit takes us into the areas that are necessary for healing or for enlightenment or for a higher vibration to be met. So that's usually what I ask. When you do call in, and I see that we've got lots of people waiting, I would just love you to focus in, get into your heart, and ask one question for Anaya to answer, and really get to the core of the question. So if it is about romance, if it's about work, go really deep into the question and not have it just be a blanket question of am I going to get this job, because that's always so much, there's so much more usually to the question. We want you to kind of get deeper in the way of asking so that we can actually touch base into the real information that is why we're doing the show. You know, I mean, I always think, I wish it was a yes and no answer, but usually if you're calling, and I believe that Spirit's always working for your highest good. So if you're calling in to talk to us tonight, know that there is no coincidence. Know that Spirit has orchestrated it so that something that you need to hear will come forth and you will get the answer that you're asking for, right? So I just ask for that. And Anaya, let's talk a little about you and how long you've been a healer. And
okay. Thank you. Well, it's been a very, very long journey, as it has been for so many of us, Patty. I know from way back in my childhood, I was born in 1957, and it was considered, you know, very unhealthy in those days to have anything, to do with anything that didn't involve having 2 feet firmly on the ground.
I know. Yes.
One night, my uncle, who lived a long, long way away, was in my bedroom. I was shocked. I couldn't understand what he was doing there. And he just looked at me and he said, "It's okay. Everything's going to be fine." And then I heard my mother crying. She just received the phone call that a favourite brother had passed away. And I'm getting goosebumps. He's here with me now.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully, he'd let me know, "It's okay, it's okay. Everything's going to be okay." I just couldn't, part of me accepted it and part of me didn't. So I was in this flux. And I think I lived my life like that for a long time because I used to just know things like so many of us do, Patty.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess it started pretty early. But for a very, very long time, I tried everything within my power to have nothing to do with my intuition,
mm-hmm.
and tried to firmly close the door on it. And I do write about it, about a little about my journey. On our website, angelheartradio.com, you will find in one of the tabs there, under Global Radio, you will find, I think, Anaya's story is up there somewhere anyway. You'll find it.
Okay.
It's in there somewhere.
But we love to hear you, because it makes us know, and I say that because us, I know that right now, because of the 12 coming in, we are being called to show up, to not be afraid anymore, you know. And I've noticed that the older, I call them older indigos. So, you know, we were the first indigos, I believe, you know, that came through. And we just, nobody could understand who we were, so we hid out for a long time. And now is the time to come forth and be heard and use our gifts, in a sense, to lighten up the planet. That's my feeling. And I'm sure you must feel that way as well.
So, I do, actually.
I
do.
I don't know what I always think that I really don't know exactly what we're supposed to do. I just know that if we listen and we let our own heart guide the way, we will be taken where we're supposed to go, and we'll be guided to help another in the area that they need. That's what I know.
Yes.
That's what I know. For sure.
And that's a beautiful knowing, isn't it, to have that?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And I hear, and this is something that's been coming to me, that more people are stepping into this new place. And by us telling our story about how it was for us and how scary it was and how we used to work in, you know, a 9-to-5 job, and it was not making us happy. If anything, was making us sick. And when we first started to listen without question that we had to change is when our life changed. And we were talking about your name, and I would love you to tell the story about your name and how it came to be.
Thank you. I'd love to share that story. It's been a very long process for me, I have to say. As I said, I tried to close the door on my intuition. Of course, that didn't work because I'm an indigo scout. I was crying out loud. How can you do that? But I did try very hard. I had lots of codependent relationships where I made no decisions whatsoever, even down to, you know, how I'd have my hair cut. I really handed all my power away to anyone who wanted it because, you know, I was people-pleasing and doing lots of rescuing behaviour
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, this is leading into my name, and one of the things that occurred was my name. I met this really amazing astrologer. His name is Aurelio Ferrugia. He is an incredible man. He has a website which you can find. It's called Aurelio's Natal Charts, but you may not know how to spell his name. Aurelio, Aurelio's Natal Charts.com. And I met this man through mutual friends, and he just looked at me. And, of course, instantly, you know, found out my birth date and all those sorts of things. And he just said, "Oh, love, you know that name's not right for you, don't you? But I just looked at him and I said, what do you mean? He said, love, let me ask you two questions. This is the way he speaks. He's just adorable.
Uh-huh.
And he said, how long have you had the name? And I told him. And he said, what's happened since you've had it? And I just went, oh, my goodness. There was lots of really, like, devastating things, death, suicide, you know, bankruptcy, lots of really huge energies going on. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, maybe there's something to this. So we started to work together. And he does do people's charts. Lots of people are looking for their names that really, you know, support their vibration. And so, you know, I became his client. And this is how my name came to be. He sent me names that didn't resonate with me, though they fitted perfectly within. He does the astrology, but in a different way, everyone. This is something you'll never, ever have seen before. He uses traditional astrology and his own. He was downloaded, gifted with a very special way of doing things as well. And when Anaya came in, oh, wow, it was like being given the best gift I've ever received.
Mm-hmm. And so how long have you had your name?
I think I've had Anaya for probably about, I've lost track of time, actually, but it's probably about 4 or 5 years now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I changed all my names. I wanted new names across the board.
Yeah.
And the last one that came in was my middle name. Mm-hmm. Holili came in quite quickly, within a couple of years, which probably sounds a long time. Mm-hmm. But the last one took a long time, and I knew I wanted it to be Joy. Mm-hmm. What was my favorite thing? I knew I wanted it to be Joy, but Joy didn't fit. There were three criteria. It fitted two. And he said, that's pretty good. I said, no, this has to be 100%. I know it.
Mm-hmm.
And I rang him up one day. I said, what if we spelt it J-O-I? And it was perfect.
Yeah. And, you know, that's what I was saying. Am I saying it like I would normally say Joy? And I thought about it, and I thought, probably, you know, just because of who you are. I definitely had me thinking when I wrote it down. I was like, oh, that's so neat. But I love this because as we come forth, and I get that when we finally step into the gifts that we were given, we are new. We are not holding the old limiting vibration that our name, when someone gives you it, has with it. And when I do past lives and they get to the name of the people in the past lives, a lot of times when they come out, they always say, well, that was strange. You know, I was named Harold, you know, and it wasn't like anything romantic, but it was a name that they resonate, they knew. And so as we kind of unfold the many aspects of ourselves, I get that the name is something that probably is last on most people's list. But I believe that if we change the name, it will be the gift. You know, it's almost like the beginning of a new life, right? And was that, was that for you?
Sorry.
Was it new and lovely after the name change?
It was like a totally different life, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I can really understand the timing of it. You know, say 10 years ago, I could never have dealt with the changes that were brought in my life because the changes were amazing.
Mm-hmm.
My entire life began to resonate on a whole different frequency, Patty.
Mm-hmm.
And myself as a being, I also began to, obviously, if I'm not resonating, my life's not going to. But I started to open in ways that the only time I'd ever felt, there's a little quote I have, that working with the angels opened me in ways I never dreamt possible, which is very true. And I would also have to add, working with the angels and Aurelio changed me in ways I would never have dreamed possible. And it has been and continues to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a perfect gift to have a name that one not only loves, but believes, you know, belongs to you, your life purpose, your mission, your holy sacred heart.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. How could it get any better than that?
I know. So it did take you a while to resonate with the names that he was sending you. So it wasn't an automatic, oh, this is it, and that's the name. You had to feel out the names that he was sending to you and say, no, that doesn't feel like it. So you really had to be tuned in to the frequency that you were looking for. And I get that, you know. I always, people have asked, what would you name yourself? And I have asked my spirit that, and I'm still working on it. It's not this easy. It's not this easy name thing, you know. One of my friends, you know, I said, you know, I really don't feel like I have a name in me that sounds like anything I've ever heard before. And Anaya is like that to me. It's like almost when I was starting the show, I was telling you I was singing your name so that I would get it. And I was saying, mm-hmm. Anaya, yeah. You know, and all of a sudden it was like, whoa, this name is so powerful. And so that's why we started this whole conversation. So I love this idea of recreating yourself right from the beginning. And being that when you're born, you're given a name, it really shows me that the name has a powerful energy to it. And so if anyone out there is listening and is ready for this, and maybe this is why you're listening to the show, right? So we have a lot of people waiting for readings. So let's start to just take the callers and see where our spirit leads us. How's that sound?
Beautiful. May I mention before we do that, that at angelheartradio.com on the links page, you will find Aurelio's information. Because that to me is something sacred to pass on. Yeah, I'd love to pass that information
on.
Oh,
yeah. And I wrote it down, so I'm glad I can go find it myself, too. I love
you.
This. All right, we're going to take our first caller. They have been holding a while, so let's see who's on the line. Hi, your heart and soul. Who am I talking to? 281 number?
Oh, yes, this is Susan.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
Well, I'm having a little bit of a health problem, which is what I'm going to ask you about. But boy, I'm really interested in that Aurelio, the names. I'm going to really check that out.
Yeah, I know.
I'm doing a lot of writing, and I'm trying to get something published. And I've always thought of, maybe either using my real name or maybe a fictitious name as the author. And that would be really cool to find that out.
Yeah,
anyway.
I'm sure that's why that information has come. So let's just have her start. Let's pull some cards. You pull some, and I'll pull after you and see if there's. And I want you to just center into your heart and ask the question. So you're wondering about your health issue. Okay. All right.
And I've been under a doctor's care for this. Just something that's, I don't know if you've heard of TMJ.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have that, but I also have a lot of dental work that needs to be done. But what I'm suffering from is problems with my ears related to this teeth and this TMJ stuff. And I've had ear fullness, you know, where you're up in an airplane and your ears feel full. You can't pop them.
Mm-hmm.
I have that 24/7. And I've had it since June of 2011, and it was like a hidden thing. I thought it was allergies, and I went to ear, nose, and throat doctors. Finally, in December, I was diagnosed with TMJ, which can cause ear fullness.
And that's all. They just say, okay, you have TMJ, and there's nothing they're telling you to do about it.
Oh no, they're helping me. He's helping bring my jaws back into alignment. The cartilage is totally gone. However, the body will grow back in time, perhaps 6 months, perhaps a year, pseudocartilage.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very strange. I didn't have anything like this before June of 2011. I'm in it like a different world.
Mm-hmm.
I intuitively feel like I will get over this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, it could be May, June, July, maybe August, I don't know. But my question is, the other symptom I started to have in December was ear hissing. That goes on and off. That's not 24/7, but it'll be really faint, or it won't be there, or it will be very loud. And that is not 24/7. It goes on and off in terms of being very faint versus very loud.
Okay.
And I also feel like I have a lot of dental work to be done. Like I'm talking about crowns and maybe a root canal and fillings, and I've already started some of it last week, and I've got things lined up to get that finished. And I think that's causing inflammation, if that makes sense.
Sure, I agree with that. Anil, what are you picking up? Let's see what she's feeling about this morning.
Hi, Susan.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Now, Susan, I'm going to start in a roundabout way.
Yeah.
The first thing that they're giving me for you is about your expectations around your love life. Have you kind of given up on feeling the type of love that you truly, deeply desire?
Yeah, with the person that I'm with.
Yeah. And this is where they're saying it all comes from here. And this is a very important thing because, you know, love is such an amazing expression and experience. And we really are taught that there is a certain type of love that we just aren't going to have. And what they want to say to you is it's so important to stay optimistic and positive because everything that you truly desire is there for you on a platter. Build yourself an altar. Now, an altar at home can be the simplest space. It can just be as big as a shoebox even will do.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a sacred space where you have maybe a rose quartz that's a beautiful unconditional love crystal. Maybe you'll have a candle. Maybe you'll have a picture of what beautiful love means to you. And every day, just spend a moment looking at that altar and giving thanks for the highest, most beautiful love that you experience in your life now.
Okay.
This is going to come, it's like coming in the back door, doing the big clean out, they're saying, because what's going on is this is a big contributing factor.
Okay.
Excuse me, to what's happening with you. The next thing they're showing me is if you could please play music that really inspires you. And get your body moving, jump around, move your body, and think about what it is you truly, truly want. They're saying it's not really important to think, well, I want this, 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 and this. It's the feeling of I want to have this beautiful, sacred, committed, trusting, honoring love relationship in my life right now, and I truly give thanks for that.
Okay.
So that listening to music elevates the vibration, and it sort of sends it out into the universe, you know, like this stardust that just sprinkles throughout the universe and lands on exactly the right people at exactly the right time. The other thing they're asking me to ask you about is caffeine. Are you drinking caffeine drinks, coffee, you know, those energy drinks perhaps?
I don't have coffee, but I do have tea. And
okay. What about energy drinks? Coca-Cola? Coke?
Yeah, I'll have some Diet Coke.
Okay, that's it. That's it right there. What it's doing is it's suppressing your natural energy levels. And because it's, I'm getting massive goosebumps. So Archangel Raphael is right here with me, right there with you. If you could please remove that from your diet, it's going to increase your energy. And it's going to really bring to your attention all the prayers that you've been sending out to the universe are going to come back to you much more thoroughly because you're going to really notice the signs a whole lot faster.
Is it the Coke or is it the Coke and the tea?
It's the Coke. It's the Coke. If you're only drinking a little bit of tea does have caffeine. Take the caffeine out of your diet. Oh, here we go. Let me give you a little prayer for Archangel Raphael.
Okay.
Dear Archangel Raphael, let's make it from both you and I. Dear Archangel Raphael, we ask that you cut all cords of attachment to caffeine to Susan so that she may honour her body's natural energy rhythms without chemicals. Thank you, Raphael. We really appreciate your love, your care, your support, and you. And also they're saying believe in miracles as a child would. Believe in miracles because there's a great, big, fat, juicy miracle waiting to plop in your life right now.
Wow. I love this. I love this. I was seeing all the miracles happening too, Susan. So I really do get that. You know, when it comes down to allowing, if you think about hearing, when you have shut down any part of your energy system, it can show up on a physical level. So that you not really being heard, if you think about it, and where the, in a sense, the blocks are in your hearing. So if the angels in spirit are trying to get through to you to say, Susan, you matter. You deserve what you came here for. You are a loving being. Listen to us. And you have a sense of not being loved in your life, I can really feel and almost see the physical body kind of manifesting how you feel. So I really got that when she started to bring that to light. I really got why it is hitting you in that. But and if you think about your teeth, TMJ, not speaking your truth, you think of where energy gets trapped, okay? It really always shows us where we're not living our most authentic life from, okay? So listen to this. This is a good one. Start singing, put the music on, that move your body, and allow you to speak your truth of what, you know, even if it's just to your angels. I always say that's, let's start with that, you know, and get that relationship kind of on fire again. You know, and you will start filling your heart with that love, with that angel love that is always, always there for you, no matter what is going on in your life, you know?
Okay.
So I see this for you, and we'll see this for you, and to me, that's the beginning of change, is when we can start to see you differently, yeah?
Okay. And this will get healed.
I do. I absolutely do. I do. When I was asking your body, is it chemical? And chemical did come up, yes. And then it did come up physical. So with those two things, if you are drinking Coca-Cola, absolutely, or Diet Coke, that particular saccharin or with Splenda has been known to cause neurological dysfunctions. I'm a cranial psychotherapist, so you're actually calling someone who knows a lot about this. So I would actually say, if you can, in your area, check out and see if you can find a cranial sacral therapist. They will help, okay? Give you more space in your jaw, give you more space in your head, and it will start to, in a sense, unwind that tight DuraTube. That's kind of what I'm seeing in you right now.
Right. So, going to see an acupuncturist tomorrow.
Great. And ask her, because she will know if there's a cranial psychotherapist on that she knows of, because that's real specific, okay, to what is going on for you. And I work on TMJ people most of the time. And it usually, you know, if you think about when you're sleeping, your subconscious is working. So if you have a lot of tension that you're not experiencing throughout the day, right, then guess when it shows up, when you're sleeping.
Okay.
Yeah. So there is something to this, bringing it out into the light, bringing your voice out to be heard, bringing it out and keep bringing it out into this consciousness so that it won't go subconscious and start to, so that you won't grind your teeth anymore, okay? So I really get, this is the work. This is beautiful. This is the time to do it. And you're in the ascension, so it's going to happen rapidly. Yeah,
I mean, the healing will happen.
Yes, absolutely.
But I
like where you're going with it. I like the idea of going to the acupuncture. That feels really good to me. It feels like once you get there, you will feel improvement right away.
Oh,
that's
really?
What it feels like. Yeah, I really get that. The first treatment, you're going to say, "Wow, I feel better already,"
right.
And it feels like that's where it's going to start. It's like the beginning.
Okay.
Of it really unwinding to the real truth of where. I remember having an acupuncture treatment while I was on the table. I just started to cry.
Uh-huh.
And she came back in and I was like, I don't really have a reason why I'm crying. I'm just crying. And she said, oh, absolutely. It releases, hidden emotion. And I just let myself feel it. And boy, did I feel better. I didn't really have a story attached to the crying. It just was there.
Uh-huh.
And this will be something you're just going to have to allow your body to let go of all the holding on that it has been doing. Okay?
But you do ultimately see me healing this ear.
I do. I do. And I'm pretty sure that that's a mutual vision. Is it?
So that I'll get back to myself again is what you're seeing.
I do. And I see that you, this is a really good teaching. Okay. The body is a wonderful canvas for spirit to work on, so that we can get a little higher in the frequency that we want to live our life from. So this is a subtle, you know, and once we get the teaching, once we get the lesson, then we can let it will be let go of, and that's what I know. So, you know, it's usually if we keep ignoring, then eventually they start hitting us with hammers and we get really big pain. But if we can start to just say, okay, what have I not been speaking? What have I not been allowing myself to do that's joyous, that celebrates my life, you know? Let's bring that out of you every single day.
Okay.
And that's your commitment to your soul and your spirit that you're going to make right now, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, love.
So this is a teaching for me and it's temporary.
Exactly. So write, get your journal out and write what this is allowing you to do, what is to speak what you want, you know, to ask for what it is that you're here to do, to accept the love that's always around you. All of these things are happening right now.
Okay.
Yeah? So there's no mistake. And so if you can go to that place of gratitude and say, angels and, you know, my great ones, thank you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to learn this lesson.
Okay.
And so it shifts it from you being the victim and being in the pain body and it being about something. And it kind of elevates the whole vibration, and you'll get it much faster. And you'll let go of it much faster that way, too.
Okay. And
all right, love.
Cranial therapy.
Cranial sacral.
Cranial
sacral. Sacral. It's just like the sacrum. Yeah, sacral.
Cranial sacral therapist.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Ask your. I'm so glad you're going to be getting this information pretty quick.
Okay.
So.
Thank you very much.
Much love, Susan. Much
okay.
love.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Anya, thank you so much. That was lovely.
That was
all
beautiful.
Right. All right. So we're going to take another caller, 407 area code.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
How are you? This is Karen from Florida.
Hi, Karen. From where? Florida?
Yeah, Orlando.
Hi. So do you have one question you'd like to bring up to Ananya?
I do. I've been unemployed since April of 2011, and I've been looking, and not only in the area I'm in, but other areas as well, and I'm really wanting to be able to work at home at some capacity. Due to a chronic health condition I have, and I was hoping maybe something might work.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Can I just ask before we go any further, that there's a lot of traffic in my street at the moment. Is the sound of the traffic interfering with the call at all?
No, no, I hear you beautifully.
I hear you clear.
Yeah, very clear.
Right. Mm. Yay, thanks, Angel.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of angels, what was your name again, darling?
Karen.
Karen.
Tess?
Yes.
No, Karen.
Karen.
Karen with a K.
K. Karen.
Oh, Karen. Hello, Karen, darling.
Hello.
Okay, I have a couple of things for you. I'm
Thank
so
you.
Glad to be able to be bringing this through to you. There, one of my websites is called angellight777.com.
Okay.
And I began this website at the urging of the angels because they had messages that they wanted to share with everyone. And I had no clue about how to go about. I didn't know anything about the computer, the internet, nothing. So they're saying that it's probably going to be something you least expect that you're going to end up doing now. Yes, that's what they're telling me. Now, I just want to read something to you that is on the website. And then I'm going to read the cards as well.
Thank you.
Thank you, darling. Sometimes rushing is just another way of saying help. I am scared or frightened or feeling very alone and unsure. We are always here, there, around, beside and with you. Look to us for the arms to rock you oh so gently. I feel like crying, it's so beautiful. The ears to listen to you without judgment. the mind to assist your every project, every seeming problem and issue at hand. Look to us for all your needs, your wants, your desires. For this is our sole purpose, the very reason for our creation by the one who created all. And as I'm reading this to you, I'm having like rivers of goosebumps, God bumps I call them, running down my spine. So it's a beautiful validation for me.
Beautiful.
That this was indeed the correct thing that they were actually asking me to read to you. So you will find that on angellight777.com. It's a bit slow at loading at the moment. We need a new website. Mm-hmm. So this is the beginning of it, you know. It's about calling to your angels, to the angels, because not only do we have angels in our lives that are particular to us, that came in with us as our support group, and we sometimes call them our guardian angels, there are angels for every single thing that you can conceive of, everything. You can even talk to the angel of your car, for example, the angel of the bus you travel on, the angel of the supermarket that you go to. Everything's energy. You know, when we get to the purest form, everything's energy, everything's light. It's what we do with it and how we perceive it. So they're asking that you actually begin to perceive things. Just tweak it a little bit, Karen. It's about focusing on your heart's desires. What is it that you truly, truly desire? Because this is your time now. This is the time for you to reach out and say, that's what I want. No matter how out of your reach you may think it is, they're asking you to step up and think bigger. You know, that you're being completely supported, completely guided, and totally protected. And so are your dreams as they're brought into reality. You know, we can bring babies into the world. We can bring ideas into the world. We came in already with our purpose. And whatever your purpose is, you already have all the tools that you need. And even if you're not sure what your purpose is, it does involve feelings of peace, love, harmony, and bliss. Do you know what your purpose is?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I believe that my purpose is to help people, but I don't know in what capacity.
Okay, so it doesn't even matter what capacity. Start by helping you and then find someone else to help. It may be going to a shelter and walking the animals. It might be smiling at a stranger in the supermarket. It might be helping someone, like an old lady, carry her groceries. It can be picking up some litter off the street. It can be anything. Because, you know, it's not so much how we do it. It's just doing. It's, you know, like you're very similar to both Patty and I, I'm sure, in the sense that we've come in to do exactly the same thing. For me, it began with learning how to help myself, because, as I mentioned earlier, I was in such an incredibly codependent state of mind that I couldn't see to get out of my own way. And life got very, very, very tough, and I wasn't even sure that I was going to make it, actually. And then the angels came into my life, and I started to work with them. And bit by bit, they helped me to shore up my self-confidence and helped me to look at myself in the mirror without crying and feeling like I was just so bad and wrong and ugly and no one could ever love me.
Oh, thank you for sharing that.
Darling, we come from these places, we all do. Well, not all of us, but many of us do deep down inside. So look at your beauty. You are so amazing. You, I can see you. I can feel you. You are incredible. You know, again, it's about staying optimistic about the love you truly, truly want in your life. So often when I give readings on air, there's a theme that runs through them. This may be the theme for today. And it's about, again, stretching. Call upon Archangel Raphael, who is, I always describe him like the top doctor in heaven, you know, and ask him to...
I love
that. You know, the think of Harley Street or wherever, you know, it's the biggest, most amazing doctor, healer, practitioner that you can ever imagine. And he's right there with you already. One of the things I feel that would be great for you to do is actually ask Raphael to enter your physical body.
Okay.
And work with you within your auric field.
Okay.
Patty, mm-hmm. do we have a time for just a very quick vacuuming from Archangel
Absolutely.
Michael?
Absolutely, yes, we do.
Oh, fabulous. Okay, Karen, what I'd like you to do now is just take a breath. And this is for everyone listening, no matter whether you're listening live or listening, you know, later. Take a breath and just tune into your body, to your breath, that beautiful breath that the angels call the river of life. That's it. And feel your heart beat as it goes beating, beating. And that sound beating is also loving you. I love you. I love you. You can do it. And we call upon Archangel Michael to come to us all now with your amazing vacuum cleaner. And if everyone gives permission, Archangel Michael, please come to our crown chakras, bringing the hose of your vacuum into our physical body through our crown chakra. And begin to vacuum away all that doesn't serve us. Anything that's heavy or unenergized, any fear or stress. And you may feel it all being stirred up and just lifted out of you now. Around our brains and behind our eyes, in our jaws, around our teeth, our nasal passages, our ears. And imagine if you will or feel or sense this vacuuming going deeper and deeper into our bodies, into our necks and shoulders, and our heart and lungs, all the way down to our fingertips, down through our torsos, all our vital organs, around our ribs. It's gorgeous, isn't it? And down further, in through our hips, down through our genitals, and our legs and knees, our ankles and feet and toes. And everything that doesn't serve you is being lifted away as if by magic. You don't even have to try. It just happens. And this will continue for as long as it needs to, but for the purpose of today, imagine now that this beautiful sacred vacuuming, as it comes out of your body, what's left behind is this amazing white, thick substance that shines and sparkles with vitality and energy and love and light. And your entire being is being filled with it. And as Michael lifts the vacuum out of your crown chakra, Archangel Raphael is there to seal it with his amazing green love, that energy that's unlike any other. There. All done. And you can do that anytime. Just call Michael. It's amazing the difference it'll make in your life. And when you finish, take a big, big stretch and you know, extend your arms out to the universe and say, yes, I accept all your miracles. That's it, Karen. I accept all your miracles and your love, and it's just great, and do it every day, and I tell you what, you're going to feel great. Everything's coming to you. It's just I feel going to be a little different to what you're actually expecting, because I think it's now time for you to move more fully into that which you truly came to do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a teacher, by the way. You're a teacher.
Yeah, I know that. I was always elected for training when it came time to train people, and I really loved it, actually.
Mm. And I think younger people look up to you.
Oh, thank you.
I think younger people, yeah, they look up to you. They can see your integrity, and you have a way of speaking to younger people that they know they're being heard. They know they are being, you know, really, truly understood, and that makes a huge difference in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Karen, for calling. That was just lovely. I'm glad you called.
Thank you.
Thank you. And call us back and let us know. I'm hoping to have another show, and let us know how it is going for you, okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay, much love.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye, Karen.
Thank you so much for that. That was just wonderful. See, I love being the host. Okay, I'm going to take the 715 caller. You're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hello, this is Richard.
Hi, Richard. How are you today? Where are you calling from?
A little town called Mondovi in Wisconsin.
Oh, wow, Richard. Well, do you have a question specific that you'd like to go over with Ananya?
Yeah, if she sees my music leading to a career, and I'm asking that because when I'm practicing, I regularly feel somebody touching my hand. They tap me on the cheek, and I've sometimes feel like a spider web feeling floating across my face.
Mm-hmm.
And it always feels like somebody trying to guide my hand.
Uh-huh. Well, let's see what she sees.
Okay, so I have to... Hello, Richard. How great to speak with you.
Hello.
Now, I didn't actually hear a lot of what you said, but it doesn't really matter, to be honest, because the angels did. So let me answer you and we'll see if this is going to be suitable for you. If you need any more from me, don't hesitate to let me know. This is about embracing you as an amazing being and singing a song of love and appreciation to yourself. No one else can do what you've come to do, Richard, and no one can do it in the way that you can do it. So they're showing me that you're trying to modify whatever it is you're doing to suit other practices or other people. Is that correct?
Well, I changed my life because back in February 14th, 2010, I'd have to say I had a rebirth, and that's when I decided to buy and start to learn to play the guitar. And it actually feels like I've done it before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So basically what they're saying is just make sure that it's your vision that you're following and not somebody else's. Because I feel like you might not realize it, but you're a bit of a trailblazer. You're here to create a little bit of change in whatever it is that you do. And, you know, study is so important for you. Now, study doesn't have to be going to school. Study can be doing what you're doing now by having a reading, for example, by, you know, reading other books, listening to, YouTube. It's very important, though, because I feel that you have a wisdom that is beyond your own understanding or your own reckoning. You know, your wisdom is very, very deep and very, very broad. And as you delve further into that which interests you, you'll start to become aware of it. Wow, I really got that really fast. Oh, I really understand what they're saying over here. And it's about the practice. You know, not a lot of people that I know, and I certainly don't like practice, but it's important for you because what the practice is showing me for you is it's about bringing your skills out and letting the world see them, letting the light of day fall upon them, because hiding them away only, you know, gathers cobwebs basically. And again, there's more about going to school, the school of life, yes, but also if something really takes your fancy. And again, I can't really hear what you're saying. Our line is not clear to me. But there is wisdom that you need to learn from others as well as share your own. Mm-hmm. Does that even come anywhere near to answering
Absolutely.
The question? Oh, great.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I also did recently win a book from John Holland called Born Awakened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
John Holland?
John Holland. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So, Richard, I was feeling when I saw you playing the instruments, and I saw your guide with you, and that is that feeling that you get. It's almost like they're touching you, and they are instructing you as you play. It felt like this particular guide is really. It's almost like we were talking about letting the angels walk into you. What I'd like you to do is allow your guide to walk into you while you're playing the music, okay? So no more separating. That is why you're feeling them touch your hand and your head, and they're trying to let you know they're there. But just like Angel Raphael can walk into you to help heal you, ask your guide, the music angel, to come into you, and you will start playing even better, and you will pick up things quicker, and it will be like it's just from heaven. So that's what I see around you, Richard. I really do. Okay?
Yeah, that's actually what it feels like, because when I close my eyes and just hit a flow, I can already copy my favorite guitarists. And I also, a couple of weeks ago, I heard a very sweet female voice say hello two times.
Oh, lovely. So the angel is maybe a feminine angel. It felt very feminine to me, actually, and it feels like that's the softness and the feminine quality of your music. Very angelic, yeah? Very angelic and very beautiful. So if we can allow this energy to just step into you, and you're going to start to really start to, even in the middle of the night, get sounds and tunes, and you're just going to have to wake up. It feels like as soon as you let them in a sense, open the door and let them in, they will start working through you, okay? That's the feeling I get, really, really rapidly. Like, you're probably going to be saying, I need to sleep, you know, that kind of feeling. And for a while, you may find that you will have nights where you're full of energy, and it's okay. You're not going to feel tired. That's what I feel around you, a lot of energy waiting to come in, okay, waiting to step in fully. So this is the time for you, and this is why this is all happening now. It does feel like you have been reborn. And when you said that, it felt like, wow, you really have. You have stepped into this new place in you that's allowing for your true self to be heard. Yeah?
Yeah, I agree. Actually, right now I do regularly wake up in the middle of the night and start playing because I have to.
Oh, you do? Yeah, so it's already happening. Okay, so we're just going to have a little continuation of that, but it is what you're asking for is to, you're asking for the music to come to you. You're asking for a wonderful song to be brought out into the world, so they're giving it to you at a rapid pace. So, you know, put your recorder on and make sure you're recording yourself playing, okay? Because it may be hard for you to reproduce it if you don't do that. Yeah?
Yeah, I've already thought about doing that because also when I'm playing, I'm hearing other instruments coming through my amp at times.
I hear you. I play the piano like that. So if I play and I'm just, you know, it's coming through me, I don't remember what I did, but I know that sure sounded nice. And so it feels like they're showing me this so that you can remember the you that you are, can remember and recall that sounds again and reproduce them. Okay, so just get a recorder. It doesn't have to be an expensive one. And when you are playing, just record yourself, okay? Because that is going to even allow you to have more clarity when you can start to hear yourself play. Okay?
Yeah, I've already thought about doing that.
Okay, love. Well, then that's really what, you know, if you thought about it, it was really just a confirmation that the angels are saying, yes, do this, this will help. All right, love. Well, have a wonderful day, and let us know. Let us know how it's going for you, and keep us up on your music, and maybe you can play for us sometime.
Yeah, maybe.
Wouldn't that be lovely? Yeah. Okay, love. Well, we'll be talking to you soon, and have a great night, okay?
Yeah, well, thank you.
Much love. All right. Well, I can just hear that music. Well, we're going to take some more callers. Are you ready, Anna?
Okay. I'm
always ready. Okay, we have our next caller, 732 number, and who are we talking to?
Hi, good evening, Patty. Good evening, Anaya. This is Caroline.
Hi,
Caroline. Caroline O. from Block Talk Radio on the chat room.
Oh.
I'm a great fan of yours.
Oh, lovely.
And I listen to you and to all the guests you always have on your show, and you are making a difference in this universe.
Oh.
Lots of love, like always. You are very angelic, and we appreciate your heart. You're very smooth. You're very beautiful. And now I have a question for me. My question is, within the last 48 hours, I have been feeling, I don't know if it's the energies are being downloaded, but I've been feeling extremely, I guess, borderline sad and crying, and I'm a really happy person.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm writing a book, and I don't know why this is unfolding. Why is it the energy? So I ask you for your assistance, and I thank you.
Oh, Caroline, this is just so wonderful. I'm all teary, and I just really appreciate you so much. And, you know, seeing your name pop up in the chat room so often is such a thrill and a joy. Yeah, isn't it wonderful, Patty, when we see people coming into our chat rooms?
Oh, I know. How,
it's a joy. It's such a joy.
Oh, so are you. So are you. That's why we all, you know, you could see always this millions of people are tuning in that you don't even see them on the chat room. But I know they're out there. It's like intuition. So you're very loved, Anaya. I love you.
Yeah, thank you. It's such a humbling experience, actually. It really is. I'm going to be known one day as the crying host, Patty. I know.
I love it. I've been there myself.
Yeah, it's lovely. Now, Caroline, I so hear you. It was last week or a week or the week before, I can't remember now, it was on a Friday, and the whole day, like you, I'm a pretty happy person, but the whole day I was frustrated and crying. Mm-hmm. I just cried at the drop of a hat, and I seemed to be really frustrated about it, and nothing seemed to flow, and I couldn't figure out what I was doing wrong. And it turns out I wasn't doing anything wrong. I was just noticing a change in my own evolutionary process. And this is what's happening for you. And about 4 o'clock that afternoon, it just went poof and was gone. Mm-hmm. You know, it just went. I didn't do anything to make it go. It just left of its own accord, because what was happening, I feel, and this is what I'm being told, is the same thing or the same type of thing that's happening for you.
That's what I thought.
Long buried issues are coming to the surface.
I know.
Healing.
Yes.
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 And it's family stuff. Lots of family stuff.
And everything.
You know, this stuff.
Everything.
Yes. And it reaches
everything.
Back, yeah. Yeah.
Everything
and
is family.
And it reaches back a lot further than this particular family that you're in at the moment. There seems to be. They're showing me lots of cords and lots of threads, and they're all ending with you. And what it is you are the keeper, the sacred keeper of these cords. You have the power to cut them. It's important that you do. And I call Archangel Michael in for assistance with this. And I imagine myself as if I've got a whole bunch of balloons, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all the strings are in my hand, and I look at each balloon, each string, and say, I thank you for coming to work with me. I thank you for the opportunity of learning from you. I recognize your sacredness. I now choose to set you free, and I cut the cord with Archangel Michael's help forever. Bam, done. It's powerful work, isn't it?
Yes.
It's very powerful.
You know, Anaya, I've been, I'm writing a book, and it's actually like light workers. I was asked, it's a co-creation. I was asked by my angels to write this book. I'm writing the book. And as I'm writing, a thought, an image just unfolds right in front of me. And you know what I do? Maybe I think I'm doing it right. I look at it, I remember it as if I'm a little girl and I'm still there in that moment, and I say, I got the goosebumps, and I look at it and I just say, I understand what I was feeling, I understand it wasn't my fault, and I understand the people, what they were going through that made me suffer and it had like an impact in my life, but not anymore, and I let it go.
Yeah. Now, the angels also showed me something really powerful that I'd like to share with you all.
Okay.
There is a point of focus that I didn't even know I had, to be quite frank, until they showed it to me. Imagine from your heart center a beam of light that comes out, and it's about as far as your hand will stretch in front of your body. So there's a beam of light that comes from your heart. There's a beam of light energy that comes from the throat chakra. And there's another one that comes from the third eye. And they've said where these three beams meet, magic takes place. This is where it's important to work from. So activate all those chakras, especially in healing work and moving forward. This is very important, they've shown me. You're very supported. You know, your life purpose is fully supported, and it's important to take baths, they're saying. You know, take a bath once a week if you normally have showers. Take a bath with some Epsom salts and some lovely... they're showing me for you lavender oil and orange, or I'm seeing marmalade, so it might be, what are those other things like oranges?
Tangerines? I don't know. Cantaloupe?
Mandarines. So get a mandarin or an orange and peel it and cut it up and dump it in the water as well. They're showing me this is very good for you and very, very cleansing. And get in touch with me about your book. Maybe I can support you with that as well.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I will. I'll send you an email. Thank you. Oh, I thank you so much. Now let's the next person, because I have the honor always to listen to you and all your guests. I love you very much, and I thank you for helping me.
Patty might have something for you. Hang on. Patty might have something for you. Patty's just as amazing as I am.
I know. I'm looking for help.
Oh, look. You know, Carolyn, I feel, and this is interesting because, you know, as you were talking, I've had for the past 3 days, fully days of crying.
Oh,
and I've probably talked to about 20 people, and I'd say 15 of those people all had the same experience. So there is some kind of universal shift, and I get that. It was an acceleration, and I didn't have a reason for crying as much as I was. It was just pouring out of me. And
yeah.
I am in the process of writing a book, too. And so while you were talking, I thought to myself, you know, it is not a coincidence that as we start to remember, we bring up these emotions that were, in a sense, we thought we more healed with that particular piece. But as we start to, be there again, because I hear you when you say, I thought of it, and there I was, back there again. I thought to myself, absolutely, the tears that you couldn't shed.
Oh, thank you.
As, you know, as that little girl are now being fully expressed as the amazing spirit that you are now. And so the healing that takes place when it has kind of transcended all the way through is so great that I would say it's just like watering your garden. You know, this is a new garden that is starting to grow. And when I saw that, I saw all these amazing, innocent flowers happening around you because you're allowing yourself to experience it now at this level of consciousness. And so I think this is what's happening with all of us. We're being asked to step it up. And by writing these books and being told and, you know, asked to be speakers, and we're having to remember and bring forth our teaching. And so I always think you can't give someone perfume without getting some on you. Yeah?
Hey, that's a great quote. That's your quote. I want you to put that in your book. That's a great quote.
I really believe that. And I really see that, too. So my feeling is, you know, this is a universal thing. It feels like it is so powerful, and the tears are even making it even more. So I always see that, you know, we really have to, as we allow, we have to expect, right, that we're going to process it, too, for those that are reading the books. So if you, and I always think, if I'm writing, and as I start to write, it's drawing tears and it's making me feel, then I know I'm writing it from the right place. Yeah?
Yeah.
And it's coming, and you're writing it from your heart. And when you are really writing it from your heart, it will bring up those emotions that you want the readers to feel.
Yeah, because I'm writing, oh my gosh, it's about Wall Street, because I used to work on Wall Street, and spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
How do those have to combine now? You know, they have to unify for the future, because, you know, it's energy. Money is energy as long as you're not greedy. So it's going to be on that. And I use some, not a lot, of my experiences. And my experiences are based, I make it funny because they were funny.
Mm-hmm.
So I put a little humor in it too.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm writing, I've noticed within the last couple of hours, I've noticed that my tone is different. It's kind of, I'm mad at Wall Street. I'm mad that they were so, the culture, I keep on bringing back the culture, and I'm thinking to myself, and that's exactly what you're, like, saying. I'm writing from my heart, and I'm thinking I shouldn't be writing this because I'm mad at Wall Street, not at the readers. You know, they're just going to say, oh, this is too negative for me. So now I have, like, this war going on with my brain saying I shouldn't write this. But I know it's that experience that I had, but it doesn't have to be that harsh. It isn't that harsh.
No.
Because I was very
But when,
happy.
As you relive it, you're experiencing probably what you couldn't experience at the time.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
So, you know,
thank
you're
thank
you're feeling it probably for the first time as
oh,
you relive
you.
It, you know. So I really get, and it feels like, I feel like around you this is really going to make a global difference. And that's
okay.
Really, I keep getting the world, I get economy,
oh.
I get green
yes.
financing,
yes.
I get a lot of stuff around you that is really going to start to be heard. And you are playing in a field where most women, and I say that, haven't played. So I like the energy that you are not holding back how you feel.
I okay. never did.
I know,
when I was a little
but
girl.
I like that you're
thank
bringing
you.
It forth
thank
so that it can be heard in,
oh,
in,
thank
in
you.
A sense. You know,
I even
that.
Bring up that women are really considered second class citizens on Wall Street. It's true,
mm-hmm.
we don't get paid as much,
mm-hmm.
and we don't have the power. But now I want to change that. I want every woman to have a voice, and we're not friends with each other on Wall Street. We're like competitors, and I'm taking all that out, all that competition, removing competition from Wall Street. Are they going to love me or what?
Well, I think that women will love you because I think that the women on Wall Street are probably never had a voice either. You know, they've been put, in a sense, in a box, and it feels like that you are breaking out, and I'm loving the feeling.
You
I know
like that?
That? Yeah, I do. I like it. It's powerful. It's very powerful. And I like that you're taking it, where you're putting the spiritual twist to it, but it's not so spiritual that
right.
not everyone can hear you. Do
it's
you know what I mean?
It's in between. It's in
yeah.
between.
In between. I feel that. And I like where you're, I like
thank
that vibe. I think that it's almost like we talked about, like perfume. You know,
yeah.
you are going to be affecting many more than you think because of people wondering about it and being curious about what it was like for you. And all that wonderful information that you're going to start to unfold in front of people feels so amazing to me. It feels global. It feels like once this gets out, it's going to be a real, it feels like wildfire, you know.
I'm going to Oprah. Hey, guys, I'm going to Oprah. I'm already planning sometime
yes.
2013. Oprah. I'm just kidding.
Well, you know, and she, I feel, would be someone extremely interested in it. That's what I feel. Yeah.
Wow.
I do.
Well, I admire her, too.
Oh, I know.
We have to stick together as well. We have to create a goddesses.
Yeah.
I want to be a goddess. Goddess
oh, you
Caroline.
Already are.
Goddess Caroline, Goddess Anaya, Goddess Patty. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. You have helped me, so, both of you have helped me so deeply, that now I feel like, okay, because I was unsure. Oh, my gosh, what I'm writing, does it sound too harsh? And now you just cleared it for me, and I'm certain that comes from spirit, too, because I've been asking, am I okay? Am I on the right route with this book?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, like, today, because I was crying, I said, oh, no, I got to redo this whole thing. I'm doing it all wrong. It sounds so bad. But it doesn't.
No, I think that that's why you had to hear that, that it's you're doing well. And when you write and you get uncomfortable, you know you're writing the right thing. That's
thank
what one.
You.
That's what one really wonderful writer that I know, who's got several books, he's the one that told me that. And I thought to myself, I get that. You know, if I'm writing about something that's like, oh, I can just tell it, and then I'm not writing about something that really means a lot to me. I'm not stretching myself. I'm not putting it out there. So I get that if you are a little uncomfortable about this, then you are right where you're supposed to be.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Patty, you are a master. Anaya, you're a master. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I think you are, too. We are all masters, aren't we? Totally.
You're beautiful. You are so... Oh, my, I needed this answer. I've been looking for this answer, both answers, for over a month. And I'm like in paralysis at the same time. I said, no, I got to do this. I got to do this. It's a co-creation. Mm-hmm. Nobody has told me to stop yet.
No, and no one will. No one will. That's what you have to know. And if
Thank
anyone
you.
Does, it's usually not your ego. It's your ego.
Yeah,
your ego will stop you every time. Spirit
mm-hmm.
will never stop you if it's something that's for the highest good for the planet and for everyone that you're... But the ego will stop you because the ego will come in and say, oh, it's not good enough, it's not written well, it's going to... You know, and it gets afraid, really does. So if those feelings come up, just know that it's the ego and it's not Spirit telling you anything. Because I believe Spirit is always supporting the highest good for you. And that's what I know. You know, so you are, have been
you.
Told to write the book, and you are listening. And that's
yes.
what I know. Yeah.
Oh.
And much
I'm so
love.
Excited. I'm so excited for my future.
I am, too. And I do see that you will be maybe starting, and I get this, this feeling of going global. It would be a wonderful thing to be on.
I'd be honored.
So, yeah.
Honored.
Well,
you don't know. All my life, I wanted to become a star.
Mm-hmm.
I used to say, and I always wanted to make a difference. I remember
mm-hmm.
since I'm very young, I came here to make a difference. I've known it since I'm like 4 or 5 years old. I've known it that I'm an angel. You know, like I was
mm-hmm.
very angelic when I was little. We all were. And as I grew up, I remember I went on a date once, and they asked me, this person asked me, oh, what do you want to be? You know, it was like early 19th. And I said, I want to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I said. I don't know where it came from. And I never forgot that. Never.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it in my heart that I was special. We're all special.
Well, you know, it is nice to know. I've heard, did you ever hear of Oprah's? I heard her speak, and she said the same thing when she was quite young. She knew that she would do great things. And now, that doesn't just happen to just everybody, you know. So she knew she was here to do great things. That's what she said in the interview. So when you were talking, that's exactly what I kept thinking of, is Oprah.
That's so neat.
Yeah. Yeah, so my feeling is you did come in with a knowing. You did come in
yes.
with this knowing. And you are fulfilling that knowing of
wow.
what you were supposed to do. So just know you're on the right page. Believe in yourself. But know that you are guided through this whole thing. And I feel so many angels around you. I really do.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I start out whenever I get on the computer and I start writing,
mm-hmm.
I have right at the beginning, the first page I have, I welcome all the downloads, and
mm-hmm.
I need your assistance because this is a co-creation. It's not only me, but it's you. You ask me. It's a co-creation. You're my partners.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, what can you download today? And I wait, and I wait, and I'll get one word, and it'll just zoop me off.
For and then you start.
10,000 words.
10,000 words. I love it.
Thank you.
Well,
thank
blessings
you.
To
let
you.
I'll let you ladies go.
Give us a call back and let us know how it's going.
I will. Thank
okay,
you.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night. Wow. She's so sweet. I love her.
She's wonderful.
She
yeah,
is.
Me too.
She is, you know, you can all, I mean, I'm really good at seeing, like, down the road for people. And I do see her really making, I mean, you know, speaking. I see her, I do see her on TV. Isn't that funny? When she was saying Oprah, as soon as she said that, I thought, oh, that's funny you said that. I do see
that's
great
perfect.
Things happening. Yeah. Oh, okay, we're going to take some
and
more callers.
Yeah. Okay,
all right,
cool.
Love. All right, with 239, you're on Heart and Soul. Who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing fine. And yourself?
We're good. Do you have any one question you'd like to bring up for us?
I'm single right now, and I was just wondering if you see anybody in my near future.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's easy to find out, isn't it? We just asked the angels for you. Okay, Michelle, hi. How lovely to work with you today. Okay, I've pulled two cards from the romance deck for you. I've got another very special deck here, but I'm also going to pull a card for you in a second.
Okay.
The two cards that I've pulled out are upside down. Now, this simply means that once you understand this and practice this guidance more fully, what seems to be an uphill battle for you, they're saying, is going to flow a whole lot smoother. Okay.
Okay.
So, okay. It's about letting go of unrequited love for you.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
Yeah, how many times do we just think, if I'd have just done this, or I'd have said that, or if I'd have been in the right place, if I'd have... No, nothing you could have done, said or did would have made any difference, you know? It was,
it was just the way it was.
Yeah, no, there wasn't enough whatever it needed to keep it going, and that's okay, because its time was finished, you know? It had its day in the sun, so to speak. And it really is about letting that go and allowing yourself the time now to be... This is a funny thing. I'm not quite sure what they're saying, but allowing your time now to be separated. It's like you have to go through a separation. Yes. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Okay. So it's really, really... important for you because your partner is already here. Your partner, oh, I'm getting goosebumps again. Your partner is on the horizon but will not and cannot come in until this chapter is fully closed with peace and harmony. So just putting it out of your mind or acting in a different way won't change it. It's just the time that you need to take to allow it to be truly, fully complete. You know, it's just a cycle, isn't it? The cycle needs to be done. There's no point, you know, trying to yank the washing out of the machine before it's finished its cycle. Yeah, you can hang it on the line, but it's going to be an awful mess. That's so cute. I love it. Now, this next deck that I'm going to use is really special. It's the Insights from Heaven deck. And it's by Annie Jameson. It's very special. I really love these cards. Now, they're saying here, this is all these messages come from her angel, guardian angel, Chileo. And Chileo is saying through these cards to you, it's very important to understand that truth is ultimate, the ultimate gift that we can give to ourselves and to all situations, events and seasons in our life. And that, you know, blessing each situation will actually free you. Remember, I don't know whether you heard a little earlier about holding all the balloons. I can't even remember who. It might have been Karen. I'm not sure. But imagine all those cords coming to you and that's attaching you to all the past situations, like a big bunch of balloons. With each cord, look at each one, each situation. Bless it and give it peace. I send you peace. I offer you that which is the highest, most integrous energy in the universe, and that is love. And I set you free, and I call upon Archangel Michael to cut the cord between us from now and forevermore in all directions of time and space. And it's done.
Okay.
And that's what I'm getting for you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I
get that too, that letting go is going to set you free to be lined up for the right and perfect one to show up. So if you remember, you know, if you think about this, as we, if we hold on to these relationships that didn't work, then we're not allowing, we're not giving, we're looking back instead of being present for the gifts that are going to be coming to you. So just remember that. Every time you think back on him or remember or whatever, you are, in a sense, not allowing for the gift to show up in this and at this moment. So just realize that. Sometimes it does take time. And I always say, I could say to you, just think of something else. But sometimes the only way to not think about it is to go through it.
And you know, we can't just jump from thinking about it to not thinking about it. We have to fully think about it until you get so sick of thinking about it that you won't think about it anymore. Okay?
Yeah.
So I say to you that a lot of times that no, just don't do it. To me, is almost saying to do it, you know. Because if I say to you, don't think of the pink balloon. What are you thinking about? Right, the pink balloon.
Yes,
so what
exactly.
I want you to do is I want you to think about it. But as you think about him and the relationship, leave the thought with love. Okay. Always saying to, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, I remember this, and I thank you for letting me see how powerful I was. And I thank you for letting me, for setting me free every time you think of him, okay? And I thank you to the universe for not giving me what I had asked for.
Okay.
You know, so as you start to think about it, end it in a loving way. It's like writing a letter to somebody.
Okay.
If you start the letter with love and you end the letter with love, it is sent off and in a positive way. So I get that is a really good. So write it out. It feels like you're a good writer, and write it out. So dear da da da, I felt this way, and start with I feel, and I realize, and I am, you know, and I forgive you. And I am free, and thank you. So we really, it's about moving more into it to me. That's what it feels like. Instead of just thinking it's going to go and hoping it, just do some work on really letting it go to the, so you have to look at it. You have to uncover it and take a good look at it and ask yourself important questions about, well, how did I feel when I was around him? Was I allowed to be me?
No.
Okay. Good, I love this. So we're getting some answers here. So as we start to ask the questions, you will know the answer. And all of a sudden, as the answer comes to you, you're going to say, well, gee, I'm so glad he's away. I'm so glad it didn't work out. And thank you so much. And that was such a blessing. And all of a sudden, that in which we thought that was what we wanted, you are fully in realization that it was the gift that came to you, that you got your voice back, you made statements of truth to the universe that says, I will not be treated this way, right? And so all the wonderful things that this particular relationship taught you is to not lose your voice and not succumb to someone else telling you how you're going to be. So, and if that's what you got from it, then I say thank you to this particular energy, because he was an angel to teach you this at a young age. Yeah?
Yes, you're right.
Yeah. Okay. And we were just talking about how long it took us to learn to have a voice. Yeah?
Yes.
How long it took us to finally get the courage to not be the people-pleasing person. You know, that innocence made our life unhappy.
Exactly.
So, you know, and so I am so grateful for him, and I really think that until you can get to that grateful place and you say, you know, thank you, because if you didn't come along, I would not be this strong person that I am today. And that's what
very true.
So, Michelle, thank you so much for for letting us in. I so appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, love. Let us know how it's going, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right, love. Bye-bye. All right. We have a 907 number. And who are we talking to? Hi.
Hi, this is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. Where are you calling from?
Alaska.
Where?
Alaska.
Alaska. Lovely. And do you have a question for Anna?
Yeah. Okay. I have been seeing a gentleman for about 2 years. We have no commitment. And actually, for that length of time, we really don't know each other real well. But I have asked him to make some time to have a serious conversation with me. And his job, he's on call at the moment, which means he's had some downtime. And now I feel like he's avoiding me. And I told him it wasn't anything, you know, to worry about other than there's just some things I need to talk to him about so that my head isn't going crazy.
Yeah.
But now it's like he's avoiding me. So I'm wondering, is he ever going to make time to have that talk with me?
Okay. And,
hello. Hi. Hello. It's so good to speak with you. What was your name again, darling?
Carrie.
Thank you so much. How could I forget that? One of my best friends' names is Carrie. Honey, I just have to tell you that, you know what? People make time for what they truly wish to make time for. At the end of the day, this is what it really comes down to. And when we need to get someone to make time for us, that is a very, very clear indication 100% of the time that we're not really all that far at the top of their list. Now, I know that probably sounds harsh, but I need to add this. It's not about you. It's not. There's nothing wrong with you or nothing that you should be doing or whatever. It's just the way it is. I just feel that this relationship, the chemistry is not quite right in it. And I feel that this is on a number of levels. It's not just a sexual chemistry that I'm speaking of. I'm speaking of the chemistry of the soul, the chemistry of the heart, the chemistry of the mind. You know, I think there are differences between you that, yes, you could push it, but I don't feel that this would be and really give you all that you truly desire. And I feel that this is just a learning curve for you because I feel that this has happened before. Is that correct?
No.
No, it hasn't happened before.
The way I felt in this situation is completely new to me. I have never had a situation where I feel this way when interacting with anyone else ever.
Okay, have you ever had a situation before where you've made excuses for people not spending the time that you deserve?
No, usually I've been the one to tell them, if you want to be that way, F you.
Okay, so it sounds to me more, then it sounds like it's probably a karmic thing between you. You know, you've just come into balance this with one another. And sometimes that, you know, that occurs where when we don't finish things off completely, we need to do it in a physical sense, you know, in the physical world. And this is what I'm feeling anyway. It's about paying attention to the red flags. That's a great big red flag right there because it is a caution to you. Now, I don't believe in things that are meant to be and things that are not meant to be personally and professionally because, you know, we have this amazing thing called choice and choice opens up, you know, a whole big can of worms sometimes. And I feel like this is for you to choose what do you truly want. And I feel that once you make the break from this, it's going to free you up in ways that will probably be quite surprising because it's a very old energy that's coming in between the two of you. And like I'm getting a really strong sense of in the past life experience and bearing in mind that, you know, there isn't a past life and a present. I mean, if the time-space continuum is here. We are experiencing different levels in different aspects, which is, you know, a very interesting conversation in itself. But once you free yourself from that, it's going to really, I just think all these doors being flung wide open,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be free to move in so many directions. It's just about letting go and really, truly knowing that you deserve someone who really, truly wants to be with you and wants to spend time with you and makes time for you. That's just so important for you. It's for us all. But for you, that lower energy, once you free that, that's a lower vibration energy. Once that's freed, it's like your wings just fluff up a little bit more and you can fly a little bit higher and a little bit further. And that's what I'm getting for you. Thanks, Carrie.
Yeah. And, Carrie, I do see you having to, and I feel like you track him down and you confront him. I almost feel like you go to where he works and you stand out there and you say, you have to talk to me. It almost feels like you've been thinking of doing that. I would say that if you really need that feeling, that him to look at you and say what's going on, that's the only way you're going to get it, okay? And I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that it will help you know what's happening, you know? And I don't like how I feel when I feel into that, how you're feeling, it feels like limbo. I'm in limbo, and it's not a good feeling. You know, like, what happened? You know, talk to me. And I get that you need him to look at you, to tell you what is going on in his world and how he feels. And it doesn't feel like it's you. I just get this particular, it's like, you know how you have energies that attract, and then you have energies that are kind of close. They get together, but they just can't hold it, you know? And it just feels like sometimes timing is really what's going on, more than anything, you know? And so I would say, if you don't hear from him in the time frame that makes your heart feel okay, then either write a letter or note and say, hey, I really feel I deserve, this is what I feel I deserve, an explanation of what's going on. Okay? Because that's a voice that I like that women have, you know? And so if the universe is going to give you the information that that she sees, you need to contact, you need to have closure so that you can let this go or understand it better. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. So do that. If you have
to
right now.
A couple hours ago.
A
brief text message and then a slightly longer Facebook message, because my text messages, I'm only allowed like 150 characters, which ain't much.
Yeah.
And just telling them that this is important to me, and I don't understand why, if you're having all this downtime from work,
mm-hmm.
why it's not possible for you to make half an hour to talk. That it
right.
would tell why he can't make time right now.
Well, that's what I do believe that, you know, that when someone doesn't do something, they are answering your question, you know? I mean, we only take, you know, well, he didn't say, but not doing something is a reaction, is an answer. So you have to look at it both ways. Him not calling you is his way of saying something, okay? Or him not responding to you is his way of saying something. And if we just look at that is a red flag. That's something that's telling you something. But because we want to see it a certain way, we're not taking that information and saying, okay, he's trying to say, we're going too fast, he's trying to back off. Okay, so if that's the case, and him not contacting you is his way to say it, a lot of men are that way. They're not very good with communication, so their way of communicating is not to communicate. Yeah? I hate that. I personally agree with that as not being okay, but it does happen, you know. If their inability to contact their own heart is there, then it's really going to happen that they are not feeling your heart, you know? So you have to say, gee, if this is how he is, then thank you. You know, there's some thank you here in letting him, let me see this now, yeah? So I know that you're in that place of trying to figure it out, but I do see that you may have to go and make him talk to you. That's what it feels like.
Okay.
And I don't
yeah,
know if
I
you
am
will...
To
yeah,
point.
I don't see it. I don't feel that you're going to like what he says. That's what it feels like to me. I'm sorry, but it does. And I don't understand, and you might not even understand what he says to you, you know? You might say, what? You know, that kind of thing. But I get there's a lot of unsaid stuff going around that is what you want to find out. You know, I would want to find out, and that's the truth. And I want you to find out so that you can understand what's going on. That's only, to me, that's the right thing for your spirit to hear, is what's really going on. And sometimes it's not always what we want to know, but it is what's the truth, yeah?
But it's better than nothing.
Exactly. So, you know, it's easy for him not to respond the text way. It's easy for him not to respond on a phone. It's harder if you really make it clear that I'm going to, you know, meet you, I'm going to be there, and please show up, I need to talk to you. So if you have to get to that point, I would say for you to have closure, then you have to do that. And it's important. It's important. Yeah.
It's to the point, I don't want to leave my house.
No. Because?
Because of the situation with him.
Mm-hmm.
His ex and his daughter came to town a year ago. Every time I leave, I run into her.
Uh-huh.
And I've gotten one sentence as to what that situation's about from him. I don't know what's going on because he really hasn't said anything. and not knowing where I stand with him, it's...
Well, you know, this is the thing. You are okay. You're a powerful, beautiful spirit. And to have this orchestrate your life and not have you allow you to live a happy life and go out and enjoy. I mean, Alaska's beautiful. I mean, there's so much to be there that you could be appreciating, going with your friends and having fun. This is your day. If it was your last day on this planet, you would not want to be hiding out from some ex-wife and his affairs, right? No. You'd be saying, this is my life. I'm living it. Right? So I want you to stand up and stand strong and get your, in a sense, regain your power that you gave to him, okay? Because that's where I feel the leak is. You gave it to him, and now you're feeling like, uh-oh, where am I? You know, and I think we've all had that experience as women. We've given our power over to the wrong person, and they didn't have our best interest at heart. Okay, so take it back. I want you to call your spirit back and ask your angels to bring it home. Okay, and not in an angry way, but in a powerful way, because anger does not help. You know, it just makes more angry things happen. But power is saying, I matter. I'm a beautiful spirit. I am, you know, here to celebrate my life, and I am not going to give my power away to anyone. And I ask the angels to support me in this. And so just keep that dialogue going on into your spirit, and all of a sudden you will start to feel more peaceful, okay? And that's where I want to see you get to, is a peaceful place. Because right now I'm feeling real anxious, and I feel like a lot of anger. You want to scream at somebody, you know, that kind of thing. And that is only going to breed, in a sense, more of a thing. Yeah?
Yeah.
So we really don't want to create that. We want to create love, right? So if we start the day with love and end the day with love and have love, in a sense, in our hearts, that is what attracts to us. That's the law of attraction. That's always the premise, that it attracts to like, you know, attracts to the same. So if you're angry, you can't expect love to find you, okay? It doesn't match. But when you are in a loving place, love will find you. And that's the truth. It matches up, okay? So just try. I mean, do your writing. Read. Reinvent yourself at this point, because it feels important for you to do this, okay? And that means how you want to feel in your every single minute that you're on this planet. Because, you know, this is it. This is our, it's not a dress, you know, to me it's not a dress rehearsal. We're doing it now. And we're learning it now. And as we stand strong in our spirit, we can change the way that we have been doing it that doesn't work anymore, you know? And so as we say, oh, that didn't work when I gave away my power, and that didn't work when I, you know, trusted this person too soon, or I, you know, didn't get to know them better. So we learn, you know, and to me it just feels like this is what you're doing. You're just learning so that the right and perfect person that's meant for you is going to be able to find you. Yeah?
Okay.
So much love. I will send lots of light and love your way, okay, sweetie? I know that it's not an easy time for you. Okay? All right, love. Much. Let us know how it goes, okay? All right. Bye, sweetie. All right,
bye,
love.
Sweetie.
Yeah. You know, I could feel that. That's, you know, when you just, you know, we were talking about in the beginning of the show, how in the beginning, you know, remember we were just saying that the choices and giving our power away and, you know, pleasing everybody but ourselves, and then how that manifests in our lives in a very negative ways. That regaining ourselves, like we were talking about, even naming yourself can start a new way of living your life. And so that you, in a sense, are living it from the soul instead of from the mind or from the ego. And so I get that this is a teaching for a lot of us at this point, is to start to really bring everything into the spirit. And like you said, and really sometimes the hardest lessons are the ones we don't want to learn, you know?
That's true. That's true. Oh, my gosh.
gosh, Patty, it's so true.
I mean, the ones we fight and kick and say, no, that's not the way I wanted to see it. I want it this way, you know. And, you know, like there's this wonderful country song, and it says, thank God for unanswered prayers. And I always think back on relationships that I would pray for and please God. And then I now think of them and I think, oh, thank you, God. Thank you for not giving me that particular prayer. Because I'm so grateful in the life that I'm in now. Yeah?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of the most difficult, and I want to say to people, you know, it can be very, very easy to listen to people like Patty and I on air and think we've got it all together. And I can speak for myself. I actually do not. You know,
well, I think I always say to a degree I have this together. And maybe not that, but I might have this. So,
but it's so true because I'm moving through my fears just like everyone else are moving through theirs. And I think that's what makes me so eminently qualified for the work I do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, I've looked at people and thought, wow, they've got it all together. And it's not true. There are things that we all experience in different ways. We experience them for a reason. Thank gosh, as you say, for unanswered prayer. Because isn't that the gift that we take in our arms, you know, and we carry them in our arms, I feel anyway,
mm-hmm.
right near my heart, and I take them to the world and I say, this is for you.
Yeah.
This is for you. And I bring it with love and I'm willing.
Mm-hmm.
When I was given the vision of Angel Heart Radio, I was shown that I was going to share all my secrets on air. I was terrified because I lived in a lot of shame and I was hiding lots of things. And that's exactly what I'm doing. And it has freed me in ways I could never have imagined. It's wonderful.
Yeah, and I really, you know, this is the thing. If we are so attached to any one thing that governs our happiness, you know, then I get that, you know, we keep learning that the only real true relationship we have is with our own divine self. Yeah? And that,
yeah.
And our own light. That is really all I know that I work on every day, is shining up my light. And, you know, I get my cosmic Windex out, you know, and I shine it and I make it so that I can see the moment that I'm in. And that's all I know. And I can show up, and I get that, the more that we show up in our divine selves, not the ego and not the one that we'd like to pretend to be, but just our shiny self, the one that we really are. And it sits in honesty. Yeah, like Ananda said, like, I don't have it all together. I just know that if I do this, I will feel better about my moment right now. Because we're not sure of anything. We're not sure that we're going to wake up tomorrow. But all I know is that while I'm having this amazing conversation with you, we are in our light. And I could go to bed tonight and not wake up and be on the other side and be so grateful that I had this experience. That's all I know. And I think that every body worker or any healer, we have been given the gift that we know that anger is a extreme emotion that will never serve you because you can't take it back. You know, you can be angry and the next moment something drastic could happen and you can't take back the words that you said or you can't take back an action that you did. So to me, that is what I always know. Anger is a luxury of an unconscious self. And if you let it run the life, it will ruin the life that you have. And that's all I really see, is when I see anger, I know that it's the ego. I know that it's something that is really driving that spirit into the darkness of themselves, because it's only when we finally get, hey, that's not true. None of that is true. Who told you that? You know, I always say, who told you weren't beautiful? Who told you weren't light? Who told you that? And no one really knows that answer. You know, I always think that if somebody's really physically said you're not worth it and you're ugly and you're, then you can look at that person and say, well, who are they, you know, to ever say anything against my light?
And so as humans go, I get that we are always trying to remember who we really are, you know? And it's a mixed bag of nuts sometimes, you know? You know, I really feel that that's a good one, the good analogy of nuts, you know? We've got macadamia, we've got every kind of nut in the world. And the reality is, we're all guts, you know? And like my husband said, you can have many kinds of nuts, but you're all nuts. And I really know that that is the truth. We're all just nuts, and we're of many different kinds and shapes, and we're coming in learning as much as we possibly can while we're here. And if I can ever say anything to anybody, is just think, if this was my last moment, would I want to be thinking this thought?
Yeah.
And that one brings everything to clarity for me. Always, always to clarity. And then I stop and I get it. And all of a sudden I go, oh, yeah, that was, you know. And then I'm in this moment. Like, nothing is wrong with this moment right now. You know, I'm sitting here. I'm warm. You know, I'm healthy. I've got everything that I need in this moment, and everything is beautiful and perfect. And that's all there ever is this moment, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that really always brings home to a lot of things that we take, and we make the stories up as we go, and we elaborate on them, and we make ourselves so not in the moment, you know? We make ourselves so far from the miracles that we're trying, that the, I believe, the angels and are trying to give us, because we're just not. And like somebody said once, I think it was Yogananda, he said, how can I love from a place that I'm not in? And that one always sang to my heart, that how can I love from a place that I'm not in? So if I'm not in my moment, then how can I love from it? And that one is really always clear. It's real simple, you know. So I love this conversation. This night has been an amazing night. I thank everybody for calling in and sharing. I do think we have time for one more caller. Do you have time for that?
I have all the time in the world,
you
actually.
Okay. All right. Let's do it. There is a 602 number I'm going to press. Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Eric, and I'm calling from Arizona.
Hi, Eric. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, well, thank you for calling in. And do you have a question for?
Yes, I do have a question. I'm interested in creative writing, and I just wanted to ask you guys and to ask the angels what they see through there.
Hi, Eric. This is Anaya. I guess you're waiting for me, Patty.
I am.
Hi, yes.
Okay, first and foremost, they're saying engage the services of Archangel Gabriel. Because this is a messenger angel. This is the angel that loves to assist all writers. And, in fact, everyone with a message to come to the world. Have you begun to write yet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been writing for years, but I wouldn't say it's a career.
Okay. Now, the most important thing about writing, because I'm writing as well, and this is really learned. I don't know about you, Eric, but I tell you what, a lot of time can go by before I even think about doing anything about it. So there's twofold. One part is it's important to exercise your writing gift, okay? Even if you're on Facebook, post something creative from yourself to the world. It's important to just use it. It doesn't actually have to be. Because I'm getting this sense, they're starting to show me a ticking clock, and I'm getting this sense that this is a big timing issue. Now, if you're anything like me, I've got these amazing books that are going to be brought to the world, but I've had people say, oh, you know, why aren't your books published? Are you sure you're not just afraid of doing it? You know, are you sure you're spending enough? And lots of well-meaning questions, which has been good for me to say, check in with the angels. It actually hasn't been the correct time. A, I wouldn't have had my name a name. You know, I wasn't born with this name. This is the correct vibration for this to come out into the world. There are lots of little factors going on here that they're showing me for you. Now, there's something coming up about school for you too. Learning something. Have you been thinking about taking a copywriting course or something to do with copy?
No, but I'm actually in a I'm in a program right now for creative writing.
Okay. So this is really important for you. Stick it out because this is going to lead you to lots of abundance. Now, this is not just dollars we're talking about. They're really talking about all the fruits of your labor are going to be very well served by what you're doing. It's about the people you meet. That's the exercise part of it. You're showing up. You're doing this. You're in the momentum, you're in the movement, you're in the flow. You're allowing it to unfold as you move along your pathway. And now I have a question for you, Eric. Are you getting enough fresh air?
You know, probably not. But okay. I do try to walk, but probably not, I would say so.
Okay. So this is an important factor they're saying for you because, you know, as you bring in the fresh air, because I don't get enough either, I've got to be honest. I mean, just between you, because no one else is listening, of course.
And then thousands of people.
That's what I'm saying. No, this is just private, just a little bit. So you've inspired me, Eric. I'm going to go for a walk once I finish the program. Showing me, as we breathe in this energy, it's a walking meditation we can take. So make it a walking meditation. Call in the angels of abundance of light. Call in Archangel Gabriel and call in any personal angels that are the guardians to your project because your project also has its own personal guardians as well. So, you know, this is something you can do. And as, you know, imagine that, you know, if you've got a bow and arrow and you want to hit your target, you only focus on that target. You don't focus, you know, oh, there's a tree over there and there's a rose. You focus on your target. And this is an important thing for you to do because as you focus your attention, your energy travels very, very steadily in that direction. It doesn't matter how long it takes. That's not the important thing. It only matters that you do. You do with love, and you honor the commitment that you have to yourself as a very valuable tool.
So you think I am on the right track?
I do. I see you really moving in a very positive direction with this, and I see it actually opening unexpected doors for you as well over the next few years. I just would caution you to watch where your flow of energy is going and to remember it's about divine timing, not your timing. You know, I've been working on my books for, you know, over 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we're in 2012, so it's actually 9 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I know, I totally know that's okay because part of me wants to hurry and go, oh, it's taking too long. I'm learning patience. I'm learning, you know, the long haul here. And it's okay. And I feel that that's probably going to be something that you're going to also embrace. And hang on, there's something else coming through as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, okay. They're showing me a picture of a rose. And this rose is a tiny little bud. And this rose begins to grow and the petals begin to stretch out and open. And as they open and the sun beams down on them, they open more fully and the fragrance is amazing. And there's this deep red rose open to the world. And this is you. This is all the process. It was always the rose. Always the rose. You know, it has to go through its process before it can fully open. And that's exactly what they want you to know. For you and for your work too.
Yes, that makes sense. I'm kind of just wanting to get to the finished product, but that's not what it's about.
And I've got a feeling, you know, that this finished product is going to look very different to what it began as. I think you're going to go through a few stages. They're showing me the little chrysalis now with, you know, the caterpillar crawling in and then turning into the butterfly. I feel this is going to happen several times for you. Just go with every single, go with the momentum and know that everything that you're being given, everything you're being shown is relevant and important and necessary.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's good because I do write all my ideas down.
Great,
it's interesting. It's interesting you mentioned about fresh air because I tend to get more. My ideas tend to come to me when I'm walking.
Ah, yes, that's great.
So
that's fabulous. So a big thank you to the angelic realms for bringing forward all this guidance and giving it to me so that I can share it with you.
Yes, yes, thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome.
Thank you, Eric, for calling. I kept getting that you were going to write a play. I just saw you writing. It felt like a sitcom, actually. And
well,
I
don't mean to interrupt you, but yes, I'm not a book
writer. Okay. All right, well, that makes sense then. I didn't see a book. I saw you writing a play, and then I saw it felt like I was like a sitcom, and then I felt like you were writing, and then I felt like you were writing speeches for people.
Oh.
Yeah, like a speech writer. Yeah, it was very interesting, but that felt like politics was around you, and you were writing speeches for politicians. Interesting.
Wow, well, that has never occurred to me.
Yeah.
But that's interesting.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right, well, keep those in. Those were three really strong visions. I felt like you did all three of them, actually. Not one over the other, but all three. So I can see where the progression, you know, we were talking about so many things are coming to you, but those are the three things that I saw coming in the way of using your gift of writing, you know. So, you know, it felt like you were going to go into cycles, like a 3-year cycle, a 5-year cycle, a 10-year cycle, you know, of doing certain writings and then changing and then moving into different. So by the time you're, you know, in your 60s, you will have done many things with your writings, yeah?
Okay, well, that's wonderful to hear, and that's inspirational. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Eric. Have a good night, all right, love?
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling, everyone. We are coming down to the wire, so I hate to take anyone and have you get bumped off. But this was a wonderful show. I'm so grateful for everyone that called to bring your hearts to the show, to, you know, just let us see you. And I thank you for that. I thank you for your open hearts. And I hope to have everyone come back and talk to our wonderful guest again.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
And would you tell more, let's tell them again about your show, when it's on, so that they can tune in to you.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so generous of you. I really appreciate it. AngelHeartRadio.com started off as a single program, a single show, and it blossomed into a network. So you can catch my show every Monday evening. I'm not 100%, I think it's 7 o'clock your time, but don't hold me to that. But angelheartradio.com, all the links are there. All you got to do is press play. That's it. It's so simple. And I invite you to come join me. I'd love that. And Patty, I'd love to have you as a guest on my program as well.
You just let me know and we'll arrange it. Absolutely.
Okay, let's organize it after. Let's organize it today.
Let's do it today. Well, it's my night, so I'm going to be going to bed. So I will talk to you tomorrow for sure. But thanks again, and everyone that called in, just remember, the angels are with you. They are always on your side. If you have any question, like we know, there are angels for every single thing that you are needing help with. Car angels, there are angels to help find parking places. Every time I go, angels, find me, and sure enough, there's one. There are angels for every single question that you have, for answers that you're looking for. There are love angels. There are forgiveness angels. So please use your angels. They are needing you to ask them. I mean, that to me is what the gift is, that they are waiting for us to say, could you help me? And so just know that they're there for you. And so, everyone, much love, and tune in next time. We'll let you know when the next show is. And much love to you, sweetie.
Thank you so much. I really have loved this. It's okay. Great. You're wonderful.
Okay. Bye, we'll talk to you really soon. Bye-bye, everyone. Bye-bye.